Weiter in Shas, Perim Vav Basadav, Kuf Ayin Gimel. Picking up to the very top of the page. We left off last time on Bava Basar, that everyone's masking that we're not worried that a shtar fell from someone and picked up by someone else with exactly the same name. Now we're going to see a brash which goes against our Mishnah and see how it how we understand it. Ve'elohad Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Kishem Shein Motzien Shtar Chov Ze Al Ze, just like two people with the same names can't bring out a shtar chov, a loan document, one against the other. Kach Ein Motzien Alacher. So too, they can't produce shtar chov against other people, right? If you have these two guys, one's Joseph and Shimon, and he, let's say, he has a shtar. Shtar chov says that someone owes him money. He can't collect with it, right? And this brisa goes against what we saw. Pardon me. This brisa goes against what we saw on yesterday's daf from our Mishnah that Yosef and Shimon can collect with such a thing. Am I kamifli? What exactly is the machlokas? Right, we said that everybody's maskim, not worried that one shtar with the person's name and certain someone else is going to find it, so with the same name is going to find it. So then what exactly is the machlokas over here? Says the Gemara, the osios niknos b'mesira kamifli. They're arguing in reference to whether osios, literally letters, can be acquired through giving over. Osios means a shtar. It's the things that are written in the shtar. So we say, the question is whether or not we say osios and niktos b'mesira, just by handing it over from one owner to another owner. This is a machlokas. It's a machlokas in Rebbe, the Chachamim, whether this is enough to be able to give it over or not. According to the Chachamim, to give over a loan, you have to also write a shtar that you're transferring over. And the seller says straight up that he's transferring not only the paper of the loan, but also the debt that's in it. And the seller has to hand over both the loan document and the sale to the buyer. So now, we say that's what the machlokas is. Tana did on several hour Tana holds. Osios niktos b'mesira. That osios are work. They are kona with mesira, with just handing it over. And therefore, whoever has the shtar, he can collect, because we assume that the holder of the document owns the debt that's in it. Vitana bra, but the Tana of the Brisa, he says, Enos is niks mesira. Things are not niks mesira. They're not the kona through giving it over, and therefore it doesn't allow the holder to collect with the shtar, since the stuff that's inside of the debt is maybe doesn't belong to him. Viboisema, or another answer is that we could say is de kuli alma, everybody says osios niks mesira, that it can be done with mesira. What's the machlokas? Whether or not you have to bring a raya. The Mishnah and the Brisa, the machlokas, whether or not the whoever has it has to bring proof that the debt is his to get. Tana didan savar, our Mishnah says, in circle of raya, you don't have to go ahead and bring a raya. So therefore, either Yosef and Shimon, either one of them can collect with the shtar that has name, even though there's another person that has that name, because you don't have to bring a raya. Matana bra savar, the other one holds, Sarach laviyar, you do have to bring a raya, therefore he doesn't allow the holder to collect with the name of Yosef and Shimon as the lender. Dietmar. Osios niktos b'mesira. This idea, whether or not they're niktos b'mesira or not, Abai Omar, Sarach laviyar, the Rabbi Omar, and Sarach laviyar. You don't have to bring a raya. So we see there's a machlokas. Abai Omar, Abai Omar, Abai, Mina, Minola, how do I know that you do have to bring a raya? The Tanya, because we went to the Braisa, Echad Mina Achin, Shashtar Chov Yotze Mitachas Yado, a love, love, raya. One of the group of brothers who were Yorish, their father's estate, Shehashtar Chov Yotze Mitachas Yado, from whose hands Ashtar Chov comes out for collection, a love love iraya, he is going to bring a raya that the shtar belongs to him. My love, is it not so? Hu adin l'acharine? If the same din would apply to other people, even other relatives, want to go and collect a debt because of this shtar that's made it to somebody else. So what's a braisa saying? That the possession of a shtar is not raya that someone owns it. And you got to bring up another raya. V'rava mar shayni achin. But it's a different de shamtu me'adadi. Because they grab thing one from another because they're used to just like taking from each other. So having an ownership, a simple possession of a document is not a raya of its ownership in the case of brothers, but it is good enough when you're dealing with people that are not brothers, because that's when people are not just pulling a little swipey-swipey on one another. Some say one of the brothers of Shachu comes out of his hands, all over a lovely rice to bring a raya that it says. The Braisa seems to be saying of brothers who grab things from another that you don't need a raya. Pardon, that you need a raya. But if it would be other people, then you wouldn't need the raya. Yay! What is Abai going to say back? He was going to say that really, you always have to bring a raya. Achin is shechlei. But the Tana had to teach Achin to say that it's even my brothers. I would have thought, came with the shot to my brother, since you grabbed from one of them, they're very careful about their stuff, and therefore they don't have to bring a raya, right, that it really belongs to them. Even in that case, they're going to have to bring a raya. V'yelaha d'tanya, frag the gemar, hold on one second, what effect do we have in a braisa? K'shim shosin hein shtar chov alachem, just like they, meaning two people with the same names, can bring a shtar chov against others, kach mosin zelze can do on each other. Oh, that's another sheet over here. Ma'ke mifli, what exactly is the machlokas over here? What exactly is the tana of the braisa and that of the mishta? What's their machlokas? Bekosvin shtar lelove v'afal pi she'ein mal ve'imo kamifagi. Whether or not we would write a shtar for a borrower, even though the lender is not there at the time that we are writing it. Tani Yonis Avraham, Tani says, kosvin shtar lelove v'afal pi she'ein mal ve'imo, you go and you write it even though he's not with him. So we have to be worried about the zimnim. Sometimes a person who's Yosef ben Shem is going to go to a sofer and he's going to come with a heilige item. He's going to say to him, kiss for lishtara, write a shtar for me, because I want to borrow money from my fellow who's also named Yosef ben Shem. After they write and they sign it, Nikita Lay is going to hold on to the shtar and go to the other Yosef ben Shimon. Va'amal is going to say to him, Havli mea dizaft minoi. Give me the 100 zuz that you borrowed from me. And he's going to bring out the shtar as a proof. That's a nice little shtick over there. So in order to not let that happen, that's why the Tana of the Mishnah says that people with the same names can't bring out the shtar chov against one another. Tana brasover, but the Bronda the Brisa says, you can't write unless I was with him. Therefore, we're not worried about this shtick happening because he's going to be right there in front of him. We got the next part of the Mishnah. Shtaro shel Yosef ben Shimon perua shtaros shneim pruyin. Let's say someone has amongst their shtaros, it says that the shtar of Yosef ben Shimon is paid up, then both of these people that have things, shtaros against them, are considered like they are paid up. Now the Gemara is assuming that the person who found the shtar was the lender and that he lent money to two people by that name and doesn't know which of them paid him back. He can't get from the other one. So the Gemara says, Taima Denimsa. The reason why he can't collect because he actually found a shtar that says one of them already paid. Halonim said, if he hadn't found that Matsimapik, then he actually could go ahead and pull out a shtar chov against one against them and collect with it. Ivanan velo acher yachol lahotzi aleim shtar chov tanan. We learned in our Mishnah that if there are two people with the same name in the town, then another person is not able to bring a shtar chov against you to get them. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Yirmiya b'mishulashin. We're talking about a case of a third. A third what? A third generation, that there's someone else over there that with the grandfather's name, so now you could tell the difference between them. And since the names of the grandfathers are different, it's clear which shtar refers to which Yosef ben Shimon. And if it were not for the receipt that's from the lender, then the debt would be able to be collected. Frankly, Gemara, but if we're talking about shtaros, so you have third generations, let's just check the shover and see whose name is written in it. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Bir, Meh, Shu, Lashin, Bishtar, Vimishal, Shem, Shover. It's when you did on the Shtar, but you didn't write that in the Shover. Abaya Amar Hachkir, that's what it means to say, Nimsalalova, Bin Shorosav, if there was found amongst the borrower's documents, a Shtar, like the receipt, that Shtar, so Yosef and Shimon alai, Perua, that the loan of, you know, the Shtar that Yosef and Shimon has against me is paid up, and he borrowed from two people with that name, then Shor Shtem Peruim, the stars of both are considered like they're paid, and neither lender can now go ahead and collect. Kesed Yasu, last part of the Mishnah, what should they do? Yishaleshu, they should add a third generation in order to go to not have this situation happen. If not that, then you write, if they have the same name there, then you have to write Cohen or Levi, some of the distinctions, the effect that is going to distinguish them. Tanya, Mo Yishtayim Kohanim, whatever, they're both Kohanim. Yichtu Doros, and you write generations, you know, keep going back until you keep going back until you find that there's a difference between the two. Zucked. The next Halig of Mishnah. Ha'omer Libano. If someone says to his son, this guy's dying, and he says, Shtar Bain Shtarosai Perua. There is a shtar amongst my shtaros that is already paid up. Vinir De Ezu. But I'm just not really sure which one. In other words, the father accepted payment for one of the notes, and the borrower trusted him to return it later. But he didn't do it. And I was like, uh-oh, what do we do? Shtaros Kul and Peruin, then all of them are paid up. Nimsal Echad Sham Shnayim. If two shtaros from one borrower were found, hagadol pura, then the greater one is paid up. But katan pura, the smaller one is the one that's not paid up. Amar Rava, shtar lecha biyadi pura. If a lender says to a borrower that the loan document of yours that's in my hands is paid, one of them, you know, I have two against you. One of them is paid. I call the perua. It's like the bigger one's considered paid for katani perua. The bottom, the lower one isn't. Chov l'chabi yad perua. Let's say he said the debt of yours that is in my hand is paid. Shtaros kul and perua, and then all of them are considered paid up. Right? It's like one big statement there. Amalei Ravina l'Rava elameyata. If this is really true, then sadi mechuralach. Let's say someone says, my field is sold to you, but it doesn't say which one. Sadi gadol mechuralo, sadi katana, sadi sheish li mechuralach. I'm sorry. Sadi mechuralach, my field is sold to you. Then sadi gadol mechuralo, big one is sold to him. Sadi sheish li mechuralach, kosto sadi mechuralo. So that I have sold to you, then all of his fields, all of his stuff is sold to him. Is that really true? So no. Hasam, when you have a borrower and a lender, Yad Balashtar Tachtona, the holder of the shtar, has a lower hand. It's not up to him. I'm sorry, it's up to him to bring a raya that the larger one's not paid. He can't do it, just to pay the lower one. But the case of the seller has the upper hand, and the buyer receives only the minimum amount of land until he can prove that it's more. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. Next Halakha Mishnah. Which, if I'm not mistaken, may be the second to last Mishnah in the Masechta. Hamavas Chavei Al Yidei Arev. Let's say someone lends money to his friend with an Arev, with a guarantor. Lo Yipar Min Arev, he can't collect from the guarantor. Beep, turn the page. Go find him a base. The Im Amalo, but if the lender said to the guarantor, Amanasha Parmi Mi Sha'erza, on condition that I can return, I can collect from whoever I want, Iparman Arif, then you can go and you can get it from the Arif. Rashim Gamliel Army says, Im Yish Tachasim Lalova, if the borrower has property in his possession when the loan is due, Benkech Benkel Iparman Arif, Manafsuch, you can't take from the Arif, right? You go ahead and you take from the, first have to try to take, you know, the land over there. Vachain Haya, Rashim Gamliel Omer, Ha'arif, Le'isha b'ksuba, if one is a guarantor to a woman for her kisuba,
right? He guaranteed to a woman at the time of the marriage that he would pay her ksuba if the husband wasn't able to pay it out. Vayabayla Megarshin, and her husband was divorcing her, right? He didn't have any money in order to pay the ksuba. The guarantor now has to go, he has to pay for it. Yadirenu hana'a.
The husband now has to make a ned there that he's not going to get any hana'a from her anymore. Why? Because Shema Yusuf Kenunya al Nechasim Shelzeh. Maybe they're doing a little shtick over here, and they're trying to, what they're doing is they'll get divorced, that guy's going to pay the money, then they'll get remarried, then they'll have more money. The Aksa Sisha is going to get married again, so therefore we don't want that, none of that shtick. So if he makes it, if he asks her to him, then they won't be able to get anything from it. Now, the Mishnah said that someone who lends money with a guarantor can't collect from the guarantor. The Gemara at this point understands that the guarantor is no achrayas to repay as long as the borrower is alive in there, even if he has no money. In my time, why is that true? Rabba v'Rav Yosef, the Amir Tavayo, they both say gavra ashlimtli, because the guarantor can say, you handed over a man, the borrower, to me, and gavra ashlimilach, and I handed the man back to you, right? So therefore, I am I have anything to you. Like, the Ariv can say that he didn't guarantee the loan, but only that the debtor will be available. So as long as this guy, as long as he's able to go and bring the borrower for the lender to take him to court, then he's off his hook from having to pay anything else. Like, I took upon myself to make sure that this guy's going to be here. Maskar Rav Nachman, Haidina de Parsai. This is the law of the Persians. In fact, it's talking to Gemara, Adiraba Basar Arbas. The Persians go after the guarantor, even if the borrower has the stuff to be able to pay it. They do the opposite. They say, I don't care. Even if this person has it, you have to go to the guarantor to get the money. He's the primary guy. Ella. So this is what he was saying. Beidina de Barsai. This law is similar to the Beis Din of the Persians. Deloyavi Taimin Lumasaya. They don't give any logic to their dinim. They just say this without any sort of logic over here. Hello, I'm Rav Nachman. My lo yipara min ha'ariv. What does it mean? He's going to pay for the marriage. Lo yipara of tchilim. You can't go to him first. You have to go to the other person first. Tanya Namiachar Bess is born. This. Hamavas chavir al yidei ariv. Lo yipara of tchila. Ve'im amar al menashe ha'par mimisha aratzen. If he says in Kedusha, I want to go wherever I want, yipara of tchila, then he's able to go ahead. He can go to the ariv first. Amar avu naminayin lo ariv demishtabin. I don't know an ariv. It becomes attached and stuck to this. He's committed. Tchsev, because it says that Yehuda says to Yaakov by Binyamin, Anochi Arvenim Yadit Tvakshenu, I will guarantee him. From my hand, you can demand him. For the fact that the Torah says Yehuda's shtickle, it's straight up like that, and Yaakov accepts it, so we can understand that this is a real deal. Maske Flor Rav Chista, kablonacy. This type of thing of Yehuda is a kablonus. It's not a regular, normal case of an Arif. A kablan is a guarantor who commits himself to a higher level than a regular Arif. An Arif can collect from the kablan. A lender can get from the kablan, instance where he wouldn't be able to get from the normal case that the Gemara is going to explain. We're going to see. The Gemara we're going to see on the tomorrow's daf is going to say that the guarantor assumes the status of a kablan by saying, give the borrower the money, right? Just as opposed to lend him the money. And we're going to see different opinions about this. The pasuk says, Tina oso al yadi, give him into my care, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to return him. So, although these psukim can prove that a kablan is obligated to repay, they don't. It's not a raya for a normal case of a ariv. They don't have to do it. Hello, where did we learn it from? Alam Revi Yitzchak Mehacha. We're learning out from the following idea, and that is the pasuk says in Mishlei, Lekach Bigel Ki Arav Zar Ben Nechuya Chavleu. Take his garment, that's the guarantor's garment, because he became a guarantor for a stranger, and on account of an alien, take security from him. V'omer, and the pasuk says, B'ni imar afta li'acha takata lezar kapecha. My son, if you become a guarantor for your friend, if you have stuck out your palms for a stranger, no kashta b'imre ficha, nilkanata b'imre ficha. Or if you have committed, become snared with the words of your mouth, caught with the words of your mouth. So, Rashbam says, if you, in other words, you insulted someone, do this, and my son, and deliver yourself.
to get yourself out of these situations. When you come to the hand of your neighbor, go and demean yourself and treat your neighbor as a ruler. Now, if you have money in your hand because of, you know, you guaranteed a loan, open up the palm of your hand to pay him back. And if not, if you don't owe him money, but you need to make amends because you insulted him, gather many friends around him and ask forgiveness. They should ask forgiveness on your behalf. Whether a guarantor can become obligated by his commitment is machlokas from Yehuda and Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Damer, asmachta kanyo. It says asmachta is kone. When a person says, yeah, I'll do such a thing, but really they're just saying it just to like, just to get you to get to do it, but it's not the real deal. But here it's saying, asmachta is kanyo, then arv mishtabit, then he's going to mishtabit, he's committing himself. Rabbi Yehuda Damer, asmachta lo kanyo. He says, it's not true. Arv lo mishtabit, then arv is not mishtabit himself. It's just like an idea of like, yeah, look, see, even I'll commit myself, even though it doesn't really mean it. We say smachta is not kanya, and yet we still say the guarantor is going to be chayiv. So then these two things must not be shayach one to the next. It's this hana that the person receives from seeing that he's trustworthy to the lender. He's obligated himself completely to this situation. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to show you all a great day.